if you've been doing some shopping in Woking, particularly around what's now Victoria Place, or some people may still call it Wolseley Walk, outside Sainsbury's, there is an interesting design on the floor. Wiggle and Squiggle Playground. Now, let's find out more about this. We're going to meet the lady behind all of this. From A-Line Art, Anna Bruder is on the programme. Morning, Anna.
Morning, how are you doing?
We're okay, thank you. Yeah, how about yourself? How's things with you?
I'm good. Sun is shining.
Always better, isn't it, when the sun's shining?
Indeed.
So these are Wiggle and Squiggle playgrounds. You know, I think anyone that's been walking around Woking over the past few weeks will probably have noticed it, maybe look at it thinking, this looks interesting. What is a Wiggle and Squiggle playground?
Well, so I'm an artist and I run a company called A-Line Art, and we specialise in creating interactive art events and theatre performances for children and their families. We're based in London, but we go all over the UK and internationally. And at the moment, we are working on a brilliant project called the Wriggle and Scribble Playground.
I love the name. It's brilliant.
Oh, yeah. It's a little bit of a tongue twister, but the Wriggle and Scribble, I have to kind of say it out loud lots of times, but it is fab. But essentially, the Wriggle and Scribble Playground is a larger-than-life illustrated playground for everyone, all ages, to play on. You can step into a colourful environment where you can jump over illustrated lines that are on the floor. You can go fast along zigzag lines. You can dance on spots, relax on a giant sun, and essentially just enjoy playing on your own or with family and friends. And at the moment, we've got three happening in Surrey. We've got one at the Woking Shopping Centre, we've got one in the Square in Camberley, and we've got one in the Elmsley Shopping Centre. And they're being really well received. We put them in February, I think, and actually they're going to be extended till September due to popular demand, which is absolutely fabulous.
So yes, are they always installed in places like shopping centres? Is that kind of the go-to place to put them?
Yeah, they are. We've done them in all over the place, really, but they seem to go really well in kind of the main square areas, the shopping centres. You've got really good footfall, and it really enhances the local community and the shops. So yeah, it's really good. They're free for anyone to come to and play on, and essentially you just turn up when the shopping centres are open, go into the centre bit of the shopping centres and just enjoy playing. You can spend as long as you want there. They're really, really, really good. And I suppose the unique thing about them is that we, before the playgrounds are actually installed, we run workshops with local community hubs where we invite public to come to the workshops, and we run activities, art activities and music and some games, and you get to design your own playground, which I then integrate into the final design, which is pretty cool.
That is amazing.
It's really, really fun. So you design your own, draw your own playground, and then I integrate your ideas into the final one. I draw all the artwork, and we get them printed on these giant stickers that we can then lay out in the environment, in the shopping centre. So they're really, really, really fun.
I mean, this is what art is all about. I mean, it's kind of taken it from that idea of having a picture hanging in a gallery that you can go, oh, that looks nice, but now what? But this is really interactive. It's such a brilliant idea.
It's really, really interactive, and it's really, really fun. And I suppose it's very simple, and I just love the idea that inspires people to then be able to create their own playgrounds at home or in the local park. You can make them out of chalk, or do something similar out of stickers or post-it notes or cards or whatever. So there's the kind of a longevity of them, and they're really brilliant. And there's one actually going to be coming to the Heart later on this year, I think in August to September time, so that's the next one. And there are some other ones in the pipeline coming to Surrey, fingers crossed.
And I love the idea that it's driven by the local community. So tell us a bit more about that. So you have like a kind of a consultation. People get together. Who's kind of taking part in that? Is that the children, adults, anyone who wants to?
Anybody who wants to. I suppose it's mainly aimed for children and their families. So they usually run in local hubs near the actual shopping centres. So for example, the local library, the one in Woking, we ran it in the library by the shopping centre in Woking. And we run four sessions during the day. Each session is about 45 minutes. And there, it starts off with some games and some music and some movement activities, and then we invite you to come and draw your own playgrounds on these giant sheets of paper. And there can be anything, you know, any design you want. And then at the end of it, I have a look at everybody's designs and I integrate them into the final outcome, which is just, wow. You know, it's really, really, really fun. I suppose it's aimed really for 3+, but really anybody goes. And what's lovely, really, is that adults get so involved in it as well. And it's lovely to see adults playing as much as the children. Yes. It's really, really, really fun.
This is the thing about, you know, these sort of things, and Matt and I were talking about this and saying, you know, we kind of see, you know, you go past, you see sort of play equipment and bouncing castles, and wouldn't it be fun to have a go on that? But, you know, as an adult, it's not the dumb thing. But this, you're saying, you know, get stuck in.
Yeah, get stuck in. And actually, you know, actually, when the adults do get stuck in, you know, there's races and people get very competitive, as we all know, as adults. And actually, it's brilliant, you know. And also what's lovely about being in the shopping centre is that you get, you know, office types who are kind of walking to work having a jump and a bounce before they go to work, which I just absolutely love.
People in suits on that.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen it. It does happen.
I love it.
Yeah, it's really, really, really fun. So it's brilliant.
Does having all that inspiration and all those drawings from your focus groups actually make your job easier or harder when you're trying to design the final playground?
Well, that's a really good question. Actually, it makes it easier because some of these ideas that people come up with, I would never come up with those ideas. You know, sometimes when you're doing project after project, you get kind of stuck in just doing the same thing. So when we're creating these, you know, doing these focus groups and workshops, you know, it's so inspiring to get other people's ideas and be able to integrate that. And it's just so cool when you see somebody actually going to play on the actual final playground, and they're like, oh wow, I designed that bit, that's my bit, you know. It's just, it's really, yeah, it's brilliant. So I suppose it really helps, and it makes it, you know, otherwise I end up just repeating ideas, which, you know, I don't want to do. So it's got that real sense of, right, we can just keep going and keep going with this project. There's so many different ways that it can keep going and developing, and yeah, it's a lovely journey for me.
And I bet as an artist as well, it's just really nice for you to sort of take people's ideas and, you know, as you say, just create this playground and actually create a product based on someone's imagination and their dreams and things.
Yeah, it is. It's really, 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 it's a real kind of team effort, you know, a real kind of community project and artwork. And I think that's also what's lovely about being able to put things in shopping centres or similar spaces, where, you know, you might not know about the artwork and you just stumble across it. And I just love that, you know. I love the idea of it being kind of a street art, a kind of an outdoor art environment.
Accessible, for everyone.
Accessible and inclusive, and anyone can play. So yeah, it's good. I suppose I really need to kind of say a big thanks to the funders, who are Arts Partnership Surrey, Farnham Mortings, Arts Council England, and there's so many people involved in this, so many local boroughs. So I really kind of have to say thanks to everybody who's been involved in it. It's absolutely fabulous.
Absolutely. If anyone's in Woking, just outside Sainsbury's in the Wolseley Walk, as it was known now, Victoria Place, whatever you want to call it, Shopping Centre, it's there for everyone to get involved with. How do we find out more about the work that you're doing then, Anna?
So, yeah, we have a website and everybody can have a look at that. The website is alineart.co.uk. All the details about the Wriggle and Scribble playgrounds on that. So there's 3 at the moment in Surrey. There's one coming to the Heart in Walton later on this year. And we're also doing, actually, we're doing a lot in Surrey because there's an activity trail happening in Godalming. And we're bringing another project to Godalming in August called Fold Your City. Anyway, they're all on our website in the What's On page. So yes, have a look, and all the details are there.
Anna, thank you. It's been so nice to speak to you, because, you know, some of us may have seen the playground in the shopping centre in Woking and thinking, what's this all about? So it's nice to kind of get you on as the person behind it all, or this person that puts it all together.
It's brilliant. Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, really good to talk to you. And
For us, and I think you've probably encouraged John and I to go and have a go at the playground, to be honest.
Send me pics.
Yes, I think definitely. That's all our gender now. Definitely going to have a go at that. Thank you, Anna. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. Bye then.